and to see humanitarian aid access Gaza in an unimpeded fashion.
The Taoiseach wants to ensure those responsible for Irish private Sean Rooney's death are brought to justice. Micheál Martin will raise his killing when he meets Lebanese ministers in Lebanon today, following a visit with Irish troops at UNIFIL's Camp Shamrock. Security and defence analyst Declan Power says the Taoiseach's visit is essential.
We shouldn't forget that those troops are serving in an environment where one of their own was brutally killed not that long ago, and where the state of Lebanon has made a woefully inadequate effort to bring to justice those members of Hezbollah who are believed to be involved in that killing. So it's important that Micheál Martin go and show the Irish state support, but it's important that he not forget Private Sean Rooney and his family.
Well-known Irish businessman and former rugby player Tony O'Reilly has died. He passed away in Dublin yesterday at the age of 88. The Taoiseach says he had an extraordinary impact on Irish business, sport, media and society. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The businessman Tony O'Reilly died at St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin yesterday after a short illness. The former Ireland rugby player was born in 1936 and came from Glasnevin. His business interests included investment in the independent news and media group Waterford Wedgwood, and he was also chairman of the Heinz Company. The 88-year-old played rugby for Ireland as well as the British and Irish Lions and the Barbarians. He attended Belvedere College and later studied law at UCD. He joined and bought Bonnier in 1962 and was behind the successful Kerrygold umbrella brand for Irish butter.
A memorial fundraiser is being held in Cork today in honour of Matthew Healy, the six-year-old who died after being found unresponsive in a car in Waterford in February. Joe Caulfield reports.
On the day he would have turned 7 years old, Matthew Healy will be remembered by his loved ones at a charity fundraising event in Cork. Matthew died after being found unresponsive in a car near Dunmore East in County Waterford on the 9th of February this year. Today, a motorcycle and vintage car run will be held in the village of Watergrass Hill in Cork, where people lined the streets for Matthew's funeral just a few short months ago. All the proceeds of today's event will be donated to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Doris wants more affordable and accessible housing built so people in direct provision can move on. CEO John Lannan says it's vital for people to get into rental housing.
People want to work, people want to study, but they're being constrained by the appalling conditions that they have to live in, first of all, when they arrive in Ireland, and secondly, then by the lack of suitable rental accommodation for them to move on to.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band will play Croke Park in Dublin tonight. The Boss has already played Belfast, Kilkenny and Cork as part of his latest world tour. Garda Inspector Jim Cleven has this advice for people heading to the gig.
Croke Park is in a residential area. We have a lot of residents living in close proximity to the stadium and in the vicinity of the stadium. And we want patrons to be mindful of that when they're attending the event and to be respectful in relation to the residents who are here in the event. We'd ask them to use public transport. We're very lucky here in Croke Park. We have the Lewis in the city centre, which is quite close walking distance to the stadium here. We also have the Dart and commuter services and stations in Drumcondra and Conwy.
And that's your latest news update at 7:04.
Before you settle on a new hybrid, take the Nissan Qashqai e-Power Challenge. The Nissan Qashqai e-Power is a hybrid, so you don't have to plug in. But unlike other hybrids, it always drives in electric mode. You get the superior, smooth and quiet driving experience of an electric car all of the time. Take the Nissan Qashqai e-Power Challenge at your local Nissan dealer today. You'll never look back. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Now, the best of nighttime talk. Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hello, good evening. You're welcome back to Hour 2 on Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. You've got me tonight and tomorrow night, and I want to hear from you. Get involved in some of the conversations. Massive thank you to everyone who participated in the first hour. Still loads of texts rolling in on that. So if we get a chance later, we might come back to some of them. But what I want to talk to you about now is OnlyFans. So if you know what OnlyFans is, if you know, you know, right? But if you don't, just a bit of background. OnlyFans is an internet content subscription service based in London. And the service is used primarily by sex workers who produce pornography, but they also host the work of like other content creators like PTs, musicians. So yeah, look, some of it's raunchy, some of it's not, but it has a bad rap, right? So I want to know tonight if you have ever been on OnlyFans, if you know anyone on OnlyFans, like anyone who has a profile on it, and what your thoughts are on it. Because some people can be a bit negative about it. Some people are like, fair play, if that's how you make your living. Because we got this email in, and it's kind of an interesting one because, well, I'll ask you why afterwards. It says, hi, please don't say my name. I want you to bring up a topic on the show and I don't want to be identified. I'm a 24-year-old student studying to become a personal trainer. Through my teen years, I played sports. It was always my dream to become a trainer for women. I was raised by a single mom and female empowerment is really important to me. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of cash, but my mom always did her best. I have an Instagram with a pretty good enough following at the moment, 12,000. And a friend recently suggested that I try OnlyFans. Now, I know a few girls in the UK who are making great money and I personally don't see any issue with it, but I am hesitating and want to know what the listeners think. I don't think my future career will be impacted if I do. Actually, it could make it better. I'm not prudish about being naked. I would love to be able to give back to my mom. So why am I still feeling weird about it? I can't help think sometimes all these OnlyFans stars are laughing all the way to the bank while the rest of us punch in and out for minimum wage. What do you think? Well, what do you think? I think it's really interesting because initially when I heard about OnlyFans, right? Because it is, I only heard about it maybe a couple of months ago. So just for context, I'm 40. I feel like I'm kind of a bit old for OnlyFans and some of these kind of apps, right? So it's not really like something me and my mates would talk about. So is it just one of these things that it's just the norm now for like a slightly younger generation? And they aren't, like this listener, as prudish about being naked or what they put online. Like I grew up in an age where you had to be really careful what you put online about yourself and you have to be careful, you know, the photos you pick, they might come back to haunt you. They might, you know, a prospective employer might see them on your CV someday or something like that, you know. The next generation, they don't care about any of that. They want to get famous, they want to get rich and they want it to happen fast. Would you have an issue with someone in your life, you know, setting up an OnlyFans account? You can get involved in the conversation. Please text 087-188-0008. What would your advice be to this listener? She's 24. Should she get involved in the world of OnlyFans? Let me know your thoughts. We have Steve on the line. Hi, Steve. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm having a ball, Steve. This is night one and like it's flying by. And everyone's being really nice so far. So far, so good. Thanks very much for asking.
I've always pictured that, you know, in a radio studio that there's always a DJ sitting down and it's full of cigarette smoke and it's all dimly lit. But I'm assuming it's not like that at all.
Not anymore, Steve. No.
No, those days have gone.
All fluorescent lights and air conditioning and yeah. But it's good fun. We're having a laugh. And I really, really like this email. I think this whole OnlyFans subject. Like, so do you know how OnlyFans works? Is it something that you
do? Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you both sides. Because,
oh, good.
So here it is.
Okay.
Now, I don't care if a woman wants to go on and sell herself on OnlyFans. That is none of my business. But I also must say that a woman who does that is prostituting herself. And there's no way of getting around that. Younger women these days, you know, they do themselves up to the nines. And they are really, really, really pushing this thing with selling themselves on OnlyFans. And, you know, they're getting a name for themselves as being sluts, prostitutes, whatever handle you want to put on it, and they don't feel any shame in it. Should they feel shame? Personally, I don't think so. But if the glove fits, OJ, you know, so I do believe they have every right to do what they're doing. But in saying that, I believe that if a woman wants to be an actual prostitute or if a man wants to be a prostitute, that's their business. If they're not doing any harm to anybody, that's their business. But at the very least, admit what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're selling yourself.
Okay. There's loads to talk about in your first point there, Steve. But I think interesting what you said there about how, like, let's call a spade a spade. If that's how you're going to make your money, don't be annoyed with people if they do judge you. Because some people will judge you for it, no matter what. Like, people are judgmental. And it's whether or not she's going to be okay with that.
No, and I can promise you this. You have the good old Catholic Irish who are going to ring in. And they're going to say that she's a horrible person for doing that and blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing. What they say about her personality may be wrong, but what they say about her job is absolutely correct. She is selling herself, or he is selling himself, because there's a lot of guys on OnlyFans as well. And the thing is, if I could make money off OnlyFans, I probably would do it. I wouldn't have a problem being naked in front of people. Not a big deal whatsoever. It's only skin. You know, I don't believe people should be ashamed of their body. But again, I will reiterate that people who are doing these jobs, porn stars, prostitutes, if the glove fits, that's your job. You know, if somebody turns around and says to you, you're a prostitute for doing it, hold your hands up and say yes. Don't say some artsy-fartsy thing, oh, I'm doing it for art reasons, or, you know, this is art.
Well, I think she's pretty straight up that she's doing it for money, and, you know, she wants to pay back her mom for always supporting her, and she feels that, like, mm-hmm. she's a good platform to do that. She does seem to be a bit hesitant as to what her mum might think. I wonder if it's something that they've discussed. Like,
I wonder why.
Would you feel okay if you had a 24-year-old daughter who was thinking about doing this?
Absolutely wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Steve, come
wouldn't
on
bother
now.
Me in the slightest.
Really?
No, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest, yeah. You know, I have a son. I don't have a daughter. I have a son.
Okay.
But if he grew up and said to me, Dad, look, I'm going on OnlyFans and I'm selling photographs of myself. I'm making €25,000 a month. Good luck, son. Fair play to you. You're not doing anybody any harm. There's no harm in this whatsoever. You're not abusing yourself. You're not running yourself down. All you're doing is taking a photograph of yourself. It's pixels on a screen. That's all it is. It's not really you. It's not your actual body that you're giving over to people. So, yeah, knock yourself out. Now, if I thought you were going into the actual game of prostitution and selling your body, then no, absolutely not. That's a very dangerous
thing. So just to be clear, like, you think photos are fine, but it's if they're performing sex acts, it is prostitution.
Well, if they're performing sex acts with some, like, there's actually one of the callers of this, regular caller of the show, her and her fella, they actually are on OnlyFans. I'm wondering if Jane knows who I'm talking about. Maybe she can get them on. Because they're on OnlyFans and they actually have sex on OnlyFans with each other. Now, that's fine. That's her and her husband. They have sex. They want to share it with the rest of the world and make some money out of that. Off you go. But again, as I said, if somebody comes along and says, well, you're a slut for doing that, glove fits, that's what you are.
Well, I don't know. Like, if you just said she's having sex with her own husband, what
that's
what
you're prostituting yourself.
But why
you're selling yourself.
But what's slutty about that? Like, how is that, like, sorry to be repeating a word that, like, I'm really not a fan of it, but, like, how is that woman a slut if she's having sex with her husband
because,
and that's on camera?
Well, what is a slut? We'll use the word prostitute. You are prostituting yourself. You are selling your body images for money, which means you're a prostitute.
Let's call it sex work. Let's call it sex work, I think, is what we'll do going forward, if that's okay.
But see, there's the thing. This is the word that makes everybody uncomfortable, calling people sluts or prostitutes or whatever. And like I said from the very start of this, if the glove fits. You know, if look, I'm a bald guy. If somebody turned around and said to me, you know, you're, I don't know, follically impaired, you know, I'd say, no, I'm bald. Call me what I am. You know, just whatever the fact is, just say the fact. The woman is prostituting herself, and this girl is thinking about prostituting herself to make money. Again, I've no problem with that. If she wants to do it, please walk away. As long as you're safe, as long as you're careful, you knock yourself out. But don't be offended when somebody turns around and tells you what you are.
Interesting point, Steve. And if you hang on the line, I would love to hear some reactions to it. You can get involved in the conversation. We're on Nighttime Talk. The text number is 087-188-0008. What are your thoughts on some of what Steve has had to say? Jessica, you're on the line. Thanks for getting involved.
No problem.
What are your thoughts on this email? Firstly, Jessica, this girl is 24 and she's thinking about going into this world of online sex work on OnlyFans. Is it a good idea?
See, the problem for me is I feel like it's glorified, especially for girls my age. Like, I'm not that much older than her. I'm 25 and I couldn't dream of doing it. And I even, like, when it started becoming like a big thing, me and the other half talked about it, like, just like in conversation. And she was like, oh, imagine if I started doing it. And I literally put my foot down and I was like, if you do it, I'm gone.
Your girlfriend, really?
No, I wouldn't have it. I'm not having it.
And so, was she seriously thinking about it?
No, it was just a conversation in passing. Like, I think it was like a passing joke, but you know yourself, you know what a conversation is.
Okay. She wasn't seriously considering it. Okay, yeah. Well,
no,
you wouldn't be comfortable with that.
not, like, the way I see it is, and I know, like, I know it's probably wrong to keep using the word, but to me it is online prostitution. And to be fair, it's not really those who do it that I blame. I actually blame the people who buy the videos or the pictures. Like, why do you need to buy something specific when there is millions and millions of free stuff? It's the fact that you need to pay someone to specifically see something that gets me.
Yeah.
It's a kink. This is what people do.
Yeah, but Steve, there's millions of categories that you can watch free videos, like, for any kink.
Absolutely, I'm well aware of
porn. You can Google any free video. So why does someone need to feel the need to throw 20 quid, 50 quid,
okay,
whatever it is?
Can I ask you a question, Jessica? Without telling me what they are, but I'm assuming you have a kink. We all have kinks. Yes?
You don't have to tell us what it is, Jessica.
I'm a normal person.
I'm assuming there's something that floats your boat.
No, we're just normal.
In fairness, I don't think anybody's normal. There's something that you see and you go, oh, Jesus, you know, your engine gets revved up when you see that type of thing. And that's fine. If something floats your boat and you want to pay a few quid to watch
I must be a plain Jane, because I'm not someone who's out there being like, oh, there's only this certain thing that gets me going.
No, but I think the point Steve is making is that, like, look, some people are into it, they want to pay and see it, and there's a whole industry around it. Fair enough. I suppose what we're asking tonight is, should this girl, like, she wants to do this to kind of forward her career. And
no,
I was making a point at the beginning of the show, or at the beginning
forward,
of the topic, that this might come
career,
back.
Though? No, forward what career? Like, she could go for a very high-paying job. Say, like, a very high-paying office job where she could end up being, like, a CEO.
How easy is that,
this
though?
This could come back and bite her in the arse. Like,
literally bite her in the air.
Who's shouting at me?
Who's that? Sorry, is that
Sorry,
Sarah?
Jessica, but I really think, like, in fairness, like, she's selling her soul. That's what she's doing. She's no morals about herself.
I'm not shouting.
I tell you what, sorry, well, Sarah's after coming everywhere. In. I tell you what we'll do is, Sarah, we'll just put you over here for a second. Can you hear me? That's Sarah coming in. Sarah, you don't agree with this idea at all that this emailer has.
Oh, Jesus, 100% no.
What's wrong with it?
I don't agree with it either. Where did I ever say I agreed with it, though? Where did I ever say I agreed with it?
Why, who said you agreed? I'm only telling you my opinion about it.
So you do that, Sarah. Sorry,
You're acting as if you're jumping down my throat as if I said, oh, yeah, go for it. I don't think she should. It's being glorified to her.
I think she has no morals about herself. Literally no morals. And the way Steve was going on about it, that what really got my goat. Like, Steve promoting it. And then Steve turning around saying, well, if it was his son, he'd have no problem doing it.
No, but I'll tell you what, I'm looking at a website here. Don't worry, it's not OnlyFans. It's a list of the top earners. And in a year, 36 mm-hmm. million. There's one person earning 36 million from going on and selling pictures of themselves rubbing balloons or doing something really stupid.
Well, it's disgusting, it's filthy, it's demoralising.
Where she can just get a normal job,
it's sickening.
A normal job,
exactly.
And work away up there and get big money. Like, why
not 36 million.
For rubbing
Jessica, she's afraid to work. She's afraid
but
to
I tell you why.
This is what I mean, Steve. This is why it's
No,
glorified.
No, I tell you why. I tell you why, because the bar is low.
It's being glorified.
Jessica, the bar is low.
Come on.
You don't. No, hold on a second.
For you,
there are some.
You're promoting your son.
No,
come on.
No, there. Listen. It's a very low bar. You only have to be good looking. You don't have to be super smart to go on to OnlyFans.
Would you cut
and
it?
Some,
would you
some
really
people.
Quit
some
it?
People don't have the intelligence to become a multi-millionaire or to be.
Now, the best of nighttime talk. Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend. The Sunday soundtrack plays all day with Phil Cawley from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
Jen Lark takes you back to the future from 6 p.m.
And Track O'Brain On has your Sunday evening sounds from 8.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Mother and Baby Institution's payment scheme is now open for applications.
This scheme provides financial payments and health supports to eligible people who spend time in mother and baby and county home institutions in Ireland. There's a straightforward application process in place to help everyone access the benefits that they are entitled to. To find out more, visit gov.ie/payment scheme or call the helpline at 01522 9992, an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Thank you for attending this meditation session for badgers who forgot to check for gas pipes before digging, without knowing how disruptive it could be, putting others at risk and doing it unknowingly for all their working life. And that could have been avoided had they just checked in the first place. Let's begin.
Always check for gas pipelines before you break ground. Visit gasnetworks.ie/dig for more information.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display, plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow Train Station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pádraig Corcoran and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be blooming great.
Copper is incredible. Sure, isn't that why Alexander Graham Bell used it? It's a perfect connection to the 19th century. Modern life needs modern technology. Ciro has always been fibre first. They get you up to speed with super fast, reliable, future-proofed fibre broadband. Get it through their retail partners like DigiWeb, Pure, Sky, Vodafone and others at ciro.ie today. Ciro, do life different. Subject to availability and location. Oh, lovely.
If you want your business to do well, you need a website that's set up to sell. And if you want your traffic to grow, you need help to boost SEO. And if you want your brand to look the part, your website should look and work smart. And doing all that is easy. Just visit wdb.ie, because web dev builders take the time to make businesses look good online. Building websites that raise your profile with support that goes the extra mile. Bring your company's vision to life with some wow. Visit wdb.ie now.
Are you an employer seeking to fill career openings in Limerick? Jobs Expo is Limerick's new careers fair, attracting thousands of skilled job seekers from Ireland and abroad. Come and meet thousands of skilled professionals at Thomond Park on Saturday, 22nd of June, and recruit in the most cost-effective environment in the Midwest. Find out how exhibiting at Jobs Expo Limerick can save you money. Email info@jobsexpo.ie or call 01-5311-280. Jobs Expo Limerick. Work is what we do.
Attention, please! Don't miss the May Madness sale, only at Essential Bathroom and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Ceramic and porcelain tiles from $9.99. Laminate flooring starting from $9.99. Shower doors from $1.99. Thermostatic rain shower for just $1.99. Tail warmers from €99. Job lots from €20. Bathroomware, tiles, wooden floors and internal doors all reduced. The May Madness sale has begun at Essential Bathrooms and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick.
The best of nighttime talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
People don't have the brains to become that, but what they can do is they can go on to OnlyFans, sell a couple of images. Matter. Like I said, this is pixels on a screen. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's still... It's
not, no,
still
it's not. Something. Listen, come here.
You're still
listen.
Paying for something. It's still online prostitution. Online gigolo.
So do you think you're selling your dignity?
Yeah,
big time.
Okay, brilliant. And Sarah, you think the same? They're selling their dignity, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the two of you, if I was in a room with you, could you show me your dignity? Have you got it stashed away in a pile somewhere?
No, but I tell you what, if I was in a room with you, I'd probably end up strangling you for what you're saying about
yourself,
right? That's number one, right? But number two is, right, I don't think I would let myself down. I'm only messing literally. To your listeners, I wouldn't strangle anybody. But to Steve, right, seriously, right, there's a thing about having morals and respect about your body. And to me, somebody that goes on OnlyFans...
Why do you think
demoralizing
that...
Low self-esteem. And I know Niall had the lady on there speaking. And she spoke ever so grand. Like, and she was making thousands. And I listened to her for around 15 minutes. But you know what? The end of that conversation he had with her actually wasn't so inspiring from the start of the topic that he had.
Sarah Jane,
because
you know what?
What?
I'm sorry, you know I love you, but you're such a judgmental bitch.
I don't mind that, Steve.
No,
because you're just a judgmental dickhead.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Because somebody...
Guys. Is that Wade or is that Steve? Sorry, Wade, is that Steve?
Steve, you know your place here, right? You're around women. Have manners.
I want to bring Wade in for a sec, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, you're waiting on the line there. You are inclined to agree with Steve on this. There's nothing wrong with it once we all know what we're getting into.
Yeah.
Oh my God, another man. Sweet mother divine Christ, who's got the golden glass.
Let him have his say there, Sarah. Go on, Wade.
Sorry.
I agree with mostly what Steve had said, except a certain point. I don't agree that a woman who decides to get on OnlyFans with her husband would be deemed quote unquote a slut, meaning.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh. I was like, what? Like, she's, yeah, I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, because that is her husband. They're mm-hmm. free to do whatever they want to them with themselves for a public audience if they decide to do so. And given that she's still staying
faithful,
that does not make someone.
It's okay to have sex in public. That's what you're basically saying. It's okay to have sex in public.
It's not public.
No, that's not what I'm saying, because it's not public.
Yeah, but it won't be for people that's very,
be logical here. If you go and have sex in public, you're going to get sanctioned for that. That obviously is not what is being said. What is being said is whatever someone decides to show of themselves to a wider audience is their personal decision, and it's fine. Another thing is, you're talking about someone not respecting their bodies. That is according to you. It's a subjective perspective. But who's to say they don't respect their bodies just because you don't agree with what they're doing? That is not correct. You define what is respecting your body. And if you're happy...
If you want to get into the psychology end of things, go ahead, fire it at me. Because I tell you one thing, they haven't got an ounce of dignity between themselves.
It's not a psychology aspect of things, because you can't make a generalized statement. What's acceptable for one person is not the same for someone else, and that's what makes all of us.
Do you actually think OnlyFans is like it? What do you actually think of OnlyFans in general?
First of all, mind you. OnlyFans has it's more popularly known for and as an explicit site, but that's not only what it's for, and that is not how it's for.
I was saying that at the start, Wade. Like, not everyone is having sex on it, and it's not all raunchy stuff, but that's just kind of what it's become known for.
It got poisoned.
Yeah, but sleazy.
It is
sleazy.
Loads of things are sleazy. Poison. And Sarah, just what I'd like to know from you is, like, what about actors who do sex scenes or models who do nude shoots? Like, do they have an ounce of dignity between them? Some of them are really highly paid, well-respected actors.
Well, I won't be looking at those highly paid, respected actors.
Have you never seen a movie with a sex scene in it, no?
Well, I wouldn't actually sit down and look at a movie with a sex scene
in it. Go away, Sarah.
I'm
not going to go down this road with you.
But like, sorry, you've never seen a movie with a sex scene in it, or you wouldn't sit down and watch one if it had a sex scene?
Well, can I just explain something? Someone is kissing,
right,
and they're in the bed,
yeah, that's
but okay. If it went like below the chest or below the waist,
Sarah,
I'd actually be mortified.
What you need to do, Sarah, is you need to watch Saltburn and then text back in after it.
It was an awful movie. It was an awful movie. Terrible. Can I just point out
something?
You know
what? I didn't even see 50 Shades of Grey. And I hear people speak about it.
Go on, Steve.
I want to say something about Sarah.
Okay,
I know Sarah, you're coming on the radio.
I love you, Steve, right? And just remember,
I love you too. So, I'm not going to insult you. What I'm going to say to everybody else is, that they don't believe Sarah. Sarah has espoused this opinion for years. She is very uncomfortable with sex and around sex, and she doesn't watch sex on TV. You know, this is not something she's saying for the show. I have heard her say that on many of occasions.
I do agree with Steve. Steve is nailed to there with me. Mm-hmm. My body's
go easy. Cringes. Jessica, just watch the bad language is the only thing I'll ask. Like, look, you know, we can have the crack. We just don't need to be cursing at each other. That's okay. Thanks a million.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no, but Steve is 100% right what he's saying there.
This is my first time here. You guys are the pros. So I'll take Steve's word for it, Sarah. I just think it's so interesting that you're just like, no, like absolutely not. If you show bare skin, if you do sex scenes, like just you've no morals.
Lauren, can I ask you a question?
I'm so uncomfortable with it, that's all.
I'll match you in 1 sec, Jessica. I promise I will. Go on, Sarah. Sarah,
and I think that's where I'm coming from with the OnlyFans.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm so uncomfortable as an individual with anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear of the likes of that, my body just, like, I don't know, I cringe about I do be thinking of the person, and then I'm probably analysing, and then I'm probably, like, probably, I don't know, probably reading them and saying, thinking of their mental health, or thinking of their well-being, or, I don't know, probably thinking too much into it.
No, I don't, listen, you know, thank you for explaining that. I profile them, like. Hang on there, Jessica, sorry, to come back to you, you wanted to ask me a question, go ahead.
Would you be honest to God? Honest to God, hand on a Bible, cross your heart, hope
pass
to die.
Pass me a Bible, someone. Okay, 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 okay. Yeah, cross my heart, hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye. Go.
Would you be genuinely happy if, you know, your sister, your niece, your cousin, someone who's a female, or even a male, as Dave said, because everyone's doing it now, would you be happy if any of your family members came up to you, like any of your close family members, and said, oh, this is what I'm doing now to get me money? Would you generally be happy with that? Or would you at least take a little bit low of them?
Okay. Hand on heart.
No, hang on, Steve.
Hand on heart. I probably would be a bit judgy. I think I would be a bit like, okay, like, where are we going with this? And why are we doing it? I think I would be asking questions. I'd be like, okay, are you really happy doing this? And I was saying this, Jessica.
The reason why is, because I go back to it, it's because it's getting glorified. It's been glorified since day one.
Where does this judgment come from? Ask yourselves that question.
Because you're selling pictures and videos of your most intimate parts and intimate things for anyone to see.
I think it comes from, like, Jessica, I'm 40, right? And I think when I was growing up, there was this kind of like for a huge part of my teenage years, there was no social media. There was no sharing pictures of yourselves. Like, I was so lucky, you know, that things didn't get posted online of people. But so it is this kind of culture of like, God, you wouldn't want people talking about you, or you wouldn't want people to see pictures of you, you know.
I guarantee it, especially when it comes to women, and it is going to sound controversial, I'm going to say, if you ask all them about their child, as Sarah said, if you analyse them about their childhood, this, that and the other, I guarantee you, it all comes down to issues, and especially when it comes to father issues. We all know it's all down to daddy issues. The men are coming down to daddy issues, the man issues.
But look, I think everyone is different. Can we please just remember that, right?
It all goes back to one common room. It all goes back to daddy issues. That's why they do it, because there's no father figure there to put in a bit of moral.
Jessica, that's pretty unfair.
You can't say that. You can't really say that.
Jessica, let me ask you a question there. Jessica, relax for a second. Let me ask you a question. So, because we're talking about this, like the women who are doing this are prostituting themselves and selling their bodies. Let's say you had a single woman and she went onto Tinder. And she was hunting down men and sending them pics of her naked all the time. And she was getting great crack out of it. But she never met these men. So she had no morals.
No, I think, what the hell is she doing? Like, do you have any respect for
yourself? So it's not the money aspect. It's not the money aspect. It's the sexualization is what you're saying.
Where's the respect? Like, why would you...
For
who? Why would you show someone a picture of your most intimate self, where it can go anywhere, keep in mind, screenshots are a thing.
You probably know it's illegal, but screenshots are a thing.
It can ruin your life.
I want to go back to this in a second. If you just bear with me, Steve, Jessica, Wade and Sarah, you're all brilliant. I want to go back to that point with Jessica in a sec about screenshots and things being shared. And then Jessica, I want to ask you a question as well, but I have to take a break. Just bear with me. If you're listening and you want to get involved in this conversation, the number to text is 087-188-0008. This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. I would love to hear from you.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk. Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2. Please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Column A's. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m.
with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Don't miss a single moment of Six Nations 2025 action. Scrum on over to Cassidy Travel's sports and events to secure your package for every Irish game. Call, drop into one of our central stores or visit cassidytravel.ie to book your place to cheer on the boys in green in 2025. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop.
Listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're very welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Lauren O'Sullivan with you tonight and tomorrow night. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can text 087 188 0008. We have Steve, Wade and Jessica on the line at the moment. I think Sarah has left us, but we were under no illusions that Sarah is against this emailer of ours who got in touch. She's 24 and wants to join OnlyFans. Sarah thinks it's a terrible idea. Jessica, just before we went to the break there, you were saying about like how screenshots, things can ruin your life. And I think we've all seen examples of that. We've all seen images go viral, videos go viral that people didn't intend other people to see. But I suppose the thing with OnlyFans is you do intend for people to see it and you're making money out of it. So if you're okay with that, it's not a problem.
No, but I mean, yeah, like I said, like all it takes is maybe one video or one photo to go viral. And I feel like that will come back to bite her in the backside.
Because down the line, she might be ashamed of it.
Career.
Okay. Interesting.
So you want it to go viral.
Exactly.
And so what you're saying, Jessica, is, again, you're bringing in the shame into it. Because let me tell you, you've probably heard me say this on air before, but my penis is probably the one that has been seen most in this country because I send pics all the time.
Steve.
All the time.
Steve, we've just met. Tell me about it. What?
There's no need for it,
Steve. So I'm a gay man, even though, yes, I have got a child, but I am a gay man and I go on to Grindr all the time. My intro is a dick pic. That's how I introduce myself
why?
To people.
Steve.
I don't say hello.
Hey,
like I said at the start, we all have our kinks. This is mine. I don't mind sharing that with people. Now, if somebody
really
sends that photograph...
Then, no, one's gonna be like, oh,
no
yeah,
I don't mind. That's fine with me. No, trust me, it works. What?
Steve, I'm not a fan of dick pics now. I just don't think... firstly, it's just not a great way to be introducing yourself. But look, if that's your kink, that's cool.
I have met on Tinder. Guess what? My introduction wasn't a photo of anything. I literally texted.
My point about the pics.
I'm a normal human being.
Yes, my point about the pics was, if somebody screenshotted it, even though I did send it to them, if they send it to their friend and they send it to their friend,
it's on you.
Viral,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So see, what? People see me naked.
Well, see, if they do that, Steve, that's actually illegal now.
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't be pressing charges.
But I think the point is, Jessica, that like, if you're putting yourself on a site like OnlyFans, you've got to go into it knowing that people are going to take screenshots and it is going to be shared,
exactly.
But you're getting paid for it.
That's my point. Like, be prepared that someone will probably screenshot it, will send it out there, and it will probably come back and bite you in the backside, and it probably will ruin your life.
Well,
you've no one to blame but yourself for making that choice.
See, the thing is, if you're, first of all, the world has changed quite a lot that I feel a few, depending on what industry you might probably want to find yourself, not many, okay, there's still going to be some sort of stigma, but a lot of places are advocating for less discrimination against certain people in sex work as well. So in as much as you would say it might come back to bite someone just because they had OnlyFans, that's not 100% for every single place. And secondly, I think if you are successful on OnlyFans, the least of your concerns is anything coming back to bite you because
you're loaded.
You're
loaded. Yeah.
She's probably there thinking like, oh, I'm gonna make loads of euros. I'm gonna get loads of money bags in. It is actually very rare that people make it big on that.
That is true. That is true. But that's like, and that's like one thing. That is one thing.
If I set up a YouTube channel, it doesn't mean I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be.
You're right.
It doesn't mean I'm gonna rake in cash from YouTube. Like, it's like
you're right.
It's
and she's a grown woman. She's a grown woman. So the important thing for her was her decision.
It's too big of a gamble for her.
You're right. You're right.
Jessica.
She's a grown woman. The important thing for her decision, as she makes her decision, is for her to make herself fully aware of all the risks and all the potential pros that she feels this would provide. So if she commits to it...
I just think she's taking too big of a gamble. She's probably, like I said, she's been probably glorified into thinking, oh, loads of people are making loads of money on this. I could do it.
Now, the best of nighttime talk.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s Show. Weeknights from 6.
This is Kim Wilde, and if you love the 80s, you're going to love these next couple of songs I've lined up to play for you. From Paula Abdul. And the Human League are coming soon.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio,
the home of the 80s and 90s.
The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on, with great deals on technology. Save €110 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab S9 FE Plus with an immersive display and long battery life. Was €699, now €589. Or save €70 on the Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 with advanced sleep and workout insights. Was €329, now €259. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on. Don't miss out. Go!
Students, Limerick Tutorial College are now enrolling for full-time 5th-year and 6th-year leaving certificate programmes. The 6th-year programme is specially tailored to ensure all subjects are covered in one academic year. We pride ourselves on small classes and exceptional dedicated teachers. Places are limited, so secure your place for this September by contacting Limerick Tutorial College on 061 315522.
As an experienced driver, you appreciate the time you save knowing the local roads. The same is true when you're looking for a great value motor insurance quote. Munster Group Insurance will not only find you a great value quote, but will also treat you like a neighbour, not a number. Stay local. Call Munster Group Insurance on 065 68 41766. Munster Insurances and Financial Limited, trading as Munster Group Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Goal!
I am going super!
Get in, you beauty!
However you say it, there are more ways to win this summer with Cadbury FC's Home and Away Wins. Win a meet with a football hero at home and a holiday away to an epic striking destination of your choice. Enter today at homeandaway.cadbury.ie for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. UK and ROI. 18 plus. Visit homeandaway.cadbury.ie for full T's and C's and prize details.
Go from shopping in Aldi's frozen food aisle to chilling at Electric Picnic. Because Aldi is giving away Electric Picnic tickets and €2,000 in gift cards every single week. Spend over €25 in-store and upload your receipt on aldifest.ie to enter. Then you could go from your local store to the Electric Picnic dance floor. Republic of Ireland and 18 plus only. Ends August 4th. Excludes alcohol, prizes and full T's and C's at aldifest.ie.
Now, the best of nighttime talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
The Dublin to New York portal was back up and running. Apparently it's been shut down again, okay? The live stream, if you haven't heard of the portal, like, where have you been? Because it's just all over the news today. This art installation which connects Dublin and New York. And it's not the first ever. I think there was a London, New York one at one time. There was a one in Poland and Lithuania at one time. And like, they all handled it like mature adults, okay? But no, we cannot handle a portal because we can't, you know, have TV screens. You see it on the news all the time. Like when there's a reporter out on a street in Dublin with a microphone, there is always some idiot goes up behind and like shouts something or flashes, or it's just, there's always something bonkers going on. We can't be trusted. And the proof is in the pudding with this portal. They've had to shut it down. This is my favourite headline. Bare breasts and 9/11 taunts. Why the Dublin New York portal was taken offline. In our defence, the bare breasts were at the New York end, right? She's an OnlyFans. We talked about OnlyFans last night, actually, if you remember. She was an OnlyFans model, so they weren't the worst breasts you've ever seen in your entire life. But the 9/11 taunts, I think that was a bit grim. Like, come on now, we're better than that. There was someone else, apparently, grinding up against it and had to be taken away by the guards. If, like, there's been so many. So if you wouldn't mind texting me in, we are going to speaking to a journalist in a few moments. Jane is just getting her on the line from the States, by the way. So that's very exciting to be speaking to someone international tonight. Do text me in 087-188-0008. Did you go and see the portal? Were you allowed to see it? Do you think maybe, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that this was a bad idea of where it was, but do you think maybe we perhaps got the portal in the wrong place? That maybe we should have thought about it a bit more about where we might have put the portal. So obviously, I'm in Dublin tonight, but you're also listening in Galway, Limerick and Cork as well. So if you have any ideas on where possibly we should have put the portal, might have been a better idea, please do let me know where you think it would have been better placed. 087-188-0008. Like, it is a bit embarrassing that they had to cut off the stream. And I know not everyone in New York was well behaved either, but it is kind of, you know, it is kind of on us that it got shut down. So it's North Earl Street, I think. Yeah, just off O'Connell Street. I can't read out exactly what this text message says, but the general consensus from what I can see is that it wasn't the best idea. Someone else agrees. Location, location, location. So where do you think they should have put the portal then? Where do you think, like, there's so many gorgeous places in Ireland and, like, fun places a bit out there. Like, there's so many reasons why tourism is huge here and so many incredible places off the beaten track. Like, maybe your local town or village, like, has a really nice spot. They could have put the portal there. Like, there's a funny fella lives down the road from you. They could have got him up there for an hour or two. Would that have been a better idea? Because I think if we don't fix this quickly, we'll never be allowed, like, a portal again. So apparently it was back up and running a little earlier on today. It's since been shut down again. So let me know what your thoughts are on the portal and whether or not we should be allowed to have it back up and running. 087-188-0008. I'm joined now by Kelby Vera, who's a senior reporter at the Huffington Post. She writes about the nexus between entertainment, politics, technology and internet culture. Kelby, you're very, very welcome to Nighttime Talk tonight on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here.
Kelby, I mentioned there that this portal between Dublin and New York, it's not the first of its kind. There has been others and they've been relatively successful, I believe.
You know, this one seems to be a little spicier than the ones before. Like you said, there was one in connecting Lithuania to Poland. And I think the locations of those maybe made them a little more mellow. Two of them were situated within churches. But out in the public, we had a different story.
Okay, within churches. Like, do you know what? I think there's lots of people that wouldn't agree with that. But yeah, I love how polite you are and that you said it was just a little bit spicier. Here on North Earl Street in Dublin. I think initially it seemed to be going really well. I was first aware of it because I saw someone on Instagram in New York putting up a video, like an Irish person waving at people in Dublin, and it looked so cool because there's obviously so many links between Dublin and New York. So initially it seemed to all be going very well, Kelby.
From what I understand, it was going pretty smoothly, and you know, officials on both sides say that the people who were badly behaved were a very, very small minority. But it's another case of a few people ruining it for everyone. And as you said, an hour ago, the portal in Dublin was turned off, and they're working on adjustments to make this a more appropriate event. But they still haven't come to a solution.
How does it work, Kelby? Is it live all the time when it is turned on?
It is. It is a 24/7 live feed. So that's also a lot of content to moderate if someone was trying to keep out for the naughty bits. And because of that, you know, you're getting people going in their morning commute. You're getting people after the pub or after a bar visit. And so it's really it reflects the diversity of both cities and just of life in general.
I'm sorry now, I probably should know this, but what is the time difference between Dublin and New York?
Between Dublin and New York. So I'm in Los Angeles. I believe it is 5 hours between you.
Okay, okay. So Dublin is 5 hours ahead of New York, and then you're another, how many hours behind New York are you?
Another three.
Okay. So sorry, I'm really mortified now that you're in LA and you're writing about this. So this has gone everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh. It's even made it out to the West Coast. And it's really a testament to social media. Like you're saying, you saw it on Instagram. There's obviously a ton of memes coming from it as well. But as soon as people started catching wind of some of the debauchery, it kind of caught on like a wildfire.
And you know what? Look, there's always going to be people who kind of push the boundaries a bit, have a bit of fun with it. And that's OK. But I suppose what's not OK is, like I mentioned, the 9/11 taunts. I thought that was just grim. There was a few other symbols and things shown up. What has the reaction been like that to that stateside?
You know, again, people are really trying to make a point that this is a small minority of people interacting with the piece, but shocking stuff is often what people gravitate towards. I think a lot of people, especially New Yorkers, they have thick skin, so they're not clutching their pearls or anything, but it can be triggering, especially at such a devastating event for the city of New York. Obviously, we don't want to make fun of that or poke light at that.
Absolutely not, no. And like, look, like there was a proposal like that, and I can't believe how well that was executed. Do you know a bit about the backstory to that?
You know, I'm not sure about the proposal. I do know that it is a piece from an artist. Portals.org is the sponsor, and they have a really utopian view of what they wanted the piece to be, something that would bridge a united planet. But we got all sides of people with the displays we saw on both sides of the portal.
Portals.org. And I wonder, Kelby, is it recorded? Like, is there someone like watching back the footage being like, oh, here we go?
It's unclear, but at this time, there doesn't appear to be anybody monitoring it. Now, with the changes that Dublin City Council said that they wanted to make, there could be some more intervention, but they didn't really share details on how they're going to adjust the feed or what technology they may use in order to censor or, you know, clean things up a bit.
I have two suggestions, right? The first most like practical one, I think, is that I don't know if, I presume you had Big Brother in the United States. Like, it was such a huge phenomenon in Ireland and the UK, Big Brother on Channel 4. Like, just do it like they did Big Brother, like maybe have a slight delay on it so that there is someone in an editing suite that can kind of block out any content. Like, you know, here in radio, like we've got a dump button. So like you can kind of like delete as you go if you need to, and it sets things back. Surely there's someone in a very swanky editing suite that can do that with the portal feed.
I mean, it feels like an easy technological fix and probably is something that the Dublin City Council is looking into to remedy some of the less appropriate things we're seeing.
In terms of it being in New York, are the Americans happy with where it was placed in New York? Like, is it, I don't know New York, but is it in a fairly like central part of the city where there's a lot of footfall?
It is in the Flatiron District, which is a really well-trafficked area. And again, lots of different people going in to do business and work, some tourists and visitors, good food to eat in that area. So you've got a really diverse mix of people walking past it. I also know some people were seeking it out. Some people were trying to avoid it after hearing what was going down. So big mix again.
And do you think Americans are happy with kind of where it was placed in Ireland? Because like, look, I think, to be fair, Dublin's great, but there's lots of other amazing places in Ireland. Would Americans have preferred to see another part of the country?
You know, I think connecting to urban spaces was a really big goal of this, but there's so much beauty in Ireland. I think showing off some of those things would have been really, really important and valuable to some Americans. So, but as you said earlier, there are so many amazing places, it would be hard to choose.
Have you ever been over here, Kelby?
I've not.
You've got to come and see us. I promise, like, people won't be flashing you and, like, behaving the way they were in the port. Like, we're really nice.
Oh, that's so funny. No, as you said, it's location, 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 right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it has been kind of an interesting couple of days with the Portland Place. Now, I've been asking our listeners to get in touch and tell me where you think, you know, the portal should be. So if you haven't, do text in and let me know, 087-188-0008. Now, I did mention, Kelby, that the Americans are not getting away with this. Like, you did have an OnlyFans model flashing her boobs in New York. So do you think the Americans are just as badly behaved as the Irish when it comes to this portal? Or are we just getting a bit more bad press?
I think you're getting examples on both sides. And especially, you know, it's a push and pull. When someone sees something, they're going to react, of course, right? What I'm seeing on both sides is also people have thick skin and are willing to really brush things off and realize that people want to shock and it doesn't need to be taken super to heart.
That's it. And like I was saying earlier on as well, like you always see it on the news. Like there's always some idiot walking behind the camera waving or being like, all right, ma. Like something like it's just sit. Like we can't resist. Like we just have to do it. And then you feel like such a dope afterwards. Like I think there is people that are going to regret what they did on the portal. And as you said, like there's been memes made now. It's going to come back and haunt them. Kelby, it's been brilliant having you on Nighttime Talk. Thank you so much for taking the call all the way in LA. I really appreciate it. Kelby Vera is a senior reporter at the Huffington Post. Thank you so much for your time and do come and see us someday.
We try so hard to give away big money every morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Honestly, we do.
Maybelline.
Oh, you got six!
Three.
No! The last one! Oh! Six.
That's why we call it Seven Deadly Spins.
But maybe you can go all the way.
Weekdays at 8 a.m. with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
You know what it's like when your mate sends you a pic of a dress she likes and you think, wait a minute, I would look so good in this. Well, Samsung's Galaxy S23 FE can help. Just draw a circle around the dress and Circle to Search with Google will help you find it. Sorry, Jen, it's not your colour. And send.
Incredible AI. Now on more Galaxy devices than ever. Buy a Galaxy S23 FE today at Samsung.com.
At Vitalograph, we enable clinical trial success for some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. Our purpose is to have an impact on the lives of people living with respiratory conditions, and we're now looking for new people to join our expanding team. We've many exciting new work opportunities at our sites in Ennis and Limerick, including data analyst and customer support advisor roles. No previous experience is required, as Vitalograph provides full training. Apply now. Just Google Vitalograph. Join our team.
Maybe you're walking home with a guy you really like after a night in the college bar. Or maybe you and another fella are heading back to his in a taxi after meeting in a club. Or perhaps you've gone home with someone after a really great fourth date. There are lots of times and places where we need to say what we want and what we don't want. Whatever the moment, have the consent conversation. A message from the Government of Ireland.
Introducing Super Value's new Real Rewards prices. Scan your card or app and get Kellogg's Special K 750 gram was $6.99, now only $3.50. And Lucozade Energy 6-pack selected range was $6.35, now only €4. Don't forget, our amazing lower prices are exclusive to Real Rewards members. So start making real savings at Super Value. DRS supplies.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere, and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app. OnPost. For your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare, and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. The Taoiseach has renewed his call for Israel to cease their military operations in Gaza immediately. Simon Harris spoke with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on Friday, where he expressed his deep concern about the potential for catastrophe in Rafah.
This week I have spoken to so many European leaders and indeed the President of Israel in expressing my absolute outrage on behalf of the Irish people that famine is now being used as a tool of war. We must also call on Israel to immediately desist from the violence in the Middle East, to see a cessation of violence and to see